Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Can it be that the crack of the bat is about to replace the scrape of the snow shovel? Well, no. Nobody who lives north of Florida or east of Arizona will be fooled by the fact that spring training is underway. There will be more shoveling and scraping and plows plowing us back in. But the mere idea of baseball happening somewhere is sustaining, at least for me, and I'm sure for Tim Kirkchin, who joins me now from the aforementioned Arizona. Tim, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Albert Pujols reported to the Cardinals training camp on Thursday St. Louis had failed to present an extension offer that he found acceptable before the Wednesday deadline, so he will apparently play out the last year of his contract and become a free agent after this season. What were his demands, and should the Cardinals have met them?
Well, his demands and the Cardinals asking were just so far apart, and they kept the negotiations so secretive that we're still not exactly sure who offered what and when. The only thing Albert would say was, most of you guys were way off on this. The bottom line is this: the Cardinals obviously didn't offer enough to make him happy, given that he is, by any statistical measure, the best player in the game. Albert's group is saying, we're not going to negotiate at all until November, so it's possible this will be 8 months in the making, and then we'll see if the Cardinals have what it takes in November. And then, of course, when other teams get involved, the whole equation changes.
The Tampa Bay Rays were the best American League team in the regular season, and yet they've acquired some veteran help in the persons of Manny Ramirez and Johnny Damon. Will their postseason experience be enough to bring the coveted Commissioner's Trophy to Florida?
I don't see it, Bill. I mean, they lost eight key players on their team from last year, including Carl Crawford, including their closer and their top setup guy. They have to rebuild their entire bullpen. They traded Matt Garza, who's one of their two best starting pitchers. They have a lot of work to do. And even though I think Johnny Damon and Manny Ramirez can help them offensively, they have a long way to go with that club. But it is going to be fun to watch, especially watching Joe Maddon deal with Manny Ramirez and see how that goes. Keep in mind, Joe Maddon is the guy who, in a complete sentence during the World Series, used the word intrinsic and ameliorate in the same sentence. I'm not sure Manny knows what either one of those means, but the communication there should be fun to watch.
There's a possibility sitting up there like a volleyball, and I'm not going to hit it.
It's too easy, Bill. And then in the next sentence, he used the word intuitive. So, again, I think we're way over Manny's skis at this point.
All right, you mentioned Carl Crawford. He, of course, will be playing in Boston this year, which should be kind of fun for Red Sox fans. What other offseason free agent signings do you find intriguing?
Well, I find the whole Red Sox situation to be fascinating because not only did they get Carl Crawford, but they traded for Adrian Gonzalez, who is a tremendous player who's gone completely under the radar because he's played in that huge Petco Park with the Padres. Now you get him to Fenway Park, which is the absolute perfect fit of a player's swing to a ballpark. He's going to hit 50 doubles in that place. He's going to hit at least 30 homers, and he's going to give them a first baseman and middle of the order hitter that they needed last year. Now the question is, are they going to pitch enough? But they got their offense fixed with Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez in the offseason.
The New York The San Francisco Giants won it all last year. The Texas Rangers were the runners-up. Are those teams well set up to get to the World Series again?
I think so. I'm not suggesting either one of them is going to repeat because repeating is so difficult these days. But the Giants still have tremendous pitching, and it should be even better this year than it was last year. But they didn't do anything else to really upgrade their team, and you really have to do that. I think the Rangers are still good enough to win their division, but they lost Vlad Guerrero, who knocked in 115 runs. And more important, they lost Cliff Lee, who just carried them down the stretch the last 2 months. So they've got some work to do, but I think both of those teams will make the playoffs. Getting back to the World Series, I'm not so sure about that.
You don't think the Giants can just grow longer beards and count on that?
I spoke to Brian Wilson at length this spring, the guy with the very long, very dark beard. He is as unique a baseball player as I've ever met. But he is really, really smart. He may be a bit contrived, but he is a brilliant young man.
Can he say intrinsic in a complete sentence?
No, he used some other words. He used the word dude three times in two sentences. Slightly different conversation.
Tim, Cincinnati took the National League Central last season, a pleasant surprise to their fans. Are the Reds going to continue playing well in 2011?
I think so. Some of my writer friends think the Reds were a bit of a mirage last year. I totally disagree. I just saw them a few days ago in Arizona, and they have essentially the entire team back from last year. Their young pitching, which was really good the second half of the year, should be even better this year because they've got some experience for their young guys, they've got improved health, and all those guys are going to be in the starting rotation from day one as opposed to last year where they kept showing up every other month. I really like that club. Plus, they led the league in runs scored last year, and that whole offense is back, led by Joey Votto, who's the reigning NL MVP.
For many years, of course, you have opined, and I'm quoting now, that the Yankees are still the Yankees, but are the Yankees still the Yankees this year?
I'm starting to wonder, Bill. I have till April 1 to completely jump off the bandwagon. And I'm saying this might be the year that I do, that I acknowledge the Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore, but I need a month to figure that out.
But it's still fair to celebrate the beauty of baseball, right?
We do that every single day with something. Today, Bill, I saw a guy with the Angels who's 7'1", and he's a pitcher. He's from the Netherlands, and I had a long chat with him, and I think it was the greatest disparity in height ever between a writer and a baseball player. 5'5", and I'm being generous, and 7'1".
Tim Kirkjian is a reporter for ESPN's Baseball Tonight and a senior writer for ESPN the magazine. And, of course, he joins me every once in a while during the baseball season, this time on the line from Arizona. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.